It's Tuesday, the day we read from your emails and web comments. Our discussion with Catherine Schultz about her book Being Wrong brought this comment from Don Vogel in Houston. As a teacher, I have found my students more responsive when I admit I don't know or that I am wrong. There have been many times I've had to admit to a mistake, but if I hadn't, I would have had to jeopardize the learning level of my students. Those instances provided wonderful teaching moments. We learned how to find the answer, which can be more important than actually knowing the answer. Two former immigration officials joined us last week to talk about what it might take to fix America's immigration system. Kirk Hawes sent this email. Unfortunately, what we hear is waffling. I have lived and traveled all over this world. I have 13 full passports to prove it, and they're full of stamps that have allowed me to enter a country. All we have to do is what everyone else in the world does, and that is require proof of being in the country legally and that you have authorization to work. For this, I will accept you taking my fingerprints. I will gladly carry an ID card, and anyone telling you that is an infringement of rights is just ignoring the realities of life. Former food critic Ed Murrieta told us about losing his job and living on food stamps. This whole conversation made me uncomfortable, wrote Anna Jones. I could eat extremely well on $200 a month, but I have a well-equipped kitchen, grocery stores, and a farmer's market within walking distance, a good understanding of food and nutrition, and time to spend cooking meals from scratch. In essence, I am like most of the people who were part of this discussion, and I come from a place of remarkable privilege. A huge number of people who receive food stamps do not have these same resources available to them and must use food stamps to purchase expensive, unhealthy, processed foods from places like convenience stores. Yes, food stamps are a great solution if you have other resources at your fingers, but the larger food system has a long way to go before we can pat ourselves on the back for dealing with hunger. And from Jeff Rosen in Cranberry, New Jersey, in 1976, I was out of school, married, and unemployed. For the holiday season, meat was out of the question, so my wife and I prepared nut meat pâté en croûte, seasoned pecans and soybeans formed into the shape of a turkey and covered with pastry dough glazed with egg and roasted until glossy and brown. Served with a gravy of diluted tamari and turkey bouillon. Glad to say we enjoyed it, sliced like beef Wellington. Also glad to say I've not had to eat it since. Finally, we had the chance to talk with a Python last week, Eric Idle, one of the original members of Monty Python. One caller, Todd in Toledo, hoped to get on the air with one of his heroes, but could not get his words out once we called on him. Today we got this email in regard to that poor fellow trying to speak to Eric Idle last week. That was me. I have never been so tongue-tied in my life. What I meant to say is, I'm 48 and grew up watching the Flying Circus on PBS, listening to all the records, and of course, 8 tracks in the car. The Python sense of humor has invaded every part of my friends, my family, and my life to the point that no situation is safe, no matter how benign or sacred. Mr. Idle, if you're listening, you and your mates changed my life forever for the better, and I just wanted to say thank you for all your hard work over the years, and we love you. I will always remember the day I almost got to speak with Eric Idle. As always, if you missed any of those programs, you can listen online or download the podcast. Go to npr.org, click on Talk of the Nation. While you're there, look for the newsletter sign-up box, and we'll add you to our email list. You'll get a daily preview of what's on the program and our producers' picks for the best of the week. And you can follow me on Twitter, at Neil Conan, all one word. If you have questions, comments, or corrections for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. Talk of the Nation is produced by David Gura, John Asante, Enrique Rivera, Peter Granitz, April Failing, Dahlia Martinez, and Barry Hardiman. Our editor is Scott Cameron. Sarah Handel is our associate producer. She also handles our web content. Our intern is Jalin Lassick. Gwen Uden directs the program. Drew Reynolds is our technical director. He gets engineering help from Sean Phillips, Cal Southworth, Jerry Tennant, Dennis Nielsen, and Burke Hunn. Talk of the Nation's theme music was composed by Greg Smith. Our supervising senior producer is Carlene Watson. Sue Goodwin is the executive producer of Talk of the Nation. Ellen McDonald is NPR's executive producer of news programming. Dick Meyer is the executive editor. Ellen Weiss is NPR's senior vice president for news. Tomorrow, we'll talk with Anthony Bourdain about his bloody Valentine to the world of food and the people who cook medium raw. We'll join you tomorrow from Concord, New Hampshire. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.